The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It's hump day. You know what? I used to do it for myself. I used to just play that for myself. But now I play it for a lot of other people. They say, I really like listening to the camel on Wednesdays. And then when we don't, because sometimes we just
we forget, hey, we're human.
And, you know, then I get phone calls. Hey, where's the camel?
So Bob Martin walks by this morning and goes, guess what day it is? Before we even started, I said, good reminder, buddy.
7 after 7 here today on November the 4th, a Wednesday. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott here.
Good morning. We're calling it 40 degrees. Tip your little toe outside. You're going to say, oh, my God, we did pump on the heat this morning. We have to talk a little bit about that. But anyway, so currently 40 degrees, guys. It's going to be sunny with 67 today. That's our temperature calling our highs. Our partly cloudy tonight with 44. Tomorrow calls for 65. Don't you love it? Thursday night, 44. Friday calls for 70. Sunday is actually showers, most likely, with our high of 64. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every day. They're our sponsors for the weather, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, or our friends are our warm friends.
Okay, we've started since it got into the 40s.
Because I had to pump it on today.
Yep.
And they are locally owned and operated with where they give senior and veteran discounts. Listen to that. It's a big deal
right there. It is.
Senior and veteran discounts. We know the holidays are among us, and we're starting to really super count our pennies. Because of just all the things. And if we do, we're hoping, we're praying for really stormy, big weather that's going to be rain, and cold. And with that, that means you have to keep yourself, you know, warm. And if you want to keep your house warm. So you have to think about those things. And so the senior and veteran discounts is great. 365-3793, that's Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, now, lots of things happening this week. On Friday, the 11th Annual Grant School Veterans Day Program, November the 6th, at 1:10 p.m. in Watson Gym. Thank you, veterans, inviting veterans there. It should be a lot of fun there. They always have a great one down there at Grant School, this November 6th, Veterans Day Program. Okay, and then we've got today, we have a salute. We support, we back the blue today. Out at Science Stations at 2550 Alfredo Way, right here in Reading, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So that's 10 a.m. today. They're going to have a prize raffle, free Dutch Brothers, free food and drinks, T-shirts and decals, $15 donation for the T-shirts, and you get the decals, and Science Stations will put them on your car. Thousands of decals. They got 1,000 decals. All proceeds to charity will go to charity that, you know, like the Blue Santa and other things that go around that the police and the law enforcement agencies do. You're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. You're going to have the Sheriff Tom Pacinko there. You're going to have Highway Patrol. You're going to have officers from different organizations there. And today we back the blue. And I think how appropriate that is, because Quentin Tarantino doubled down and said, hey, you know what? You don't like the truth? Well, so what? You're not going to intimidate me. This is just another example of the police trying to intimidate people. You know, Tarantino, you're such an ass. You know, you make movies glorifying gangsters, and you know that one, Reservoir Dogs, where they tortured a policeman to death? I mean, was this something in Tarantino's back of his head? And he thought, yeah, I'd really like to do that. I mean, this is the kind of guy that he's the first one to scream that when he wants, you know, he needs help. Of course, he probably, since he's so rich, he probably has, you know, bodyguards around him, and he's got all these security systems at his house, so he doesn't have to worry about that. I would just like to be the policeman that pulls Tarantino over, though, you know, for speeding. I mean, for really doing something. And then have Tarantino, talk to him face to face about calling him, you know, hey, you know, you guys are murderers and all this. So, we back the blue. Here's your chance, my friends. Go on down today, 2550 Alfredo Way to Sign Stations, and be a part of this. I think we're going down there. All right. Then we have, of course, on the 6th, at Fat Daddy's Gourmet Barbecue on Hartnell, they're doing a fundraiser for the sons of Brandon Dillman, who was killed in a motorcycle accident. If you go on down to Fat Daddy's on Hartnell on Friday, there will be an all-day fundraiser, and 20% will go for the boys. So think about that.
And then, of course, we have scheduled, we really hope to have you share with us.
We also have the
13 Hours in Benghazi. This is going to be great. November 16th, VIP tickets are $75. You're going to get to meet and greet balcony seating, wine, and hors d'oeuvres. And, of course, this is with Chris Peranto. He's called Tonto. He's one of the
– Tanto.
Oh, is it Tanto?
It's Tanto.
Okay, excuse me. Let me get my eyes adjusted.
Get your eyes adjusted.
Tanto.
It's not Tonto. It's Tanto.
Okay, Tanto. I'll probably call him Tonto now.
I know you will. Bob did it yesterday. So it's,
all right.
But it's Tanto.
Listen, you can't have your feelings hurt if you have a nickname
see,
like that.
There's a reason, because Tanto is a knife blade. It's a type of knife blade.
Oh.
That's where the name comes
from.
It's not just Tanto. It's a knife blade.
So he's one of the guys in 13 Hours of Benghazi. He's the author, and he's going to be, I'm sure, just a riveting speaker. Get your tickets. They're probably almost also sold out. Floor tickets are $35. Your whatever it is, if just you know, just
yeah,
come in attend.
The Rangers are getting together. Ted Leidy's going to be one of the people that are going to be out there on the stage with them. Hero of Benghazi. He was part of these 5-man team that went out and rescued tried to rescue the ambassador. If they had gotten the word to go forward, which by the way they never did, they just took it upon themselves later. They went in, rescued the 20 people. If they had been given the word immediately, perhaps Stevens would not have died. Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You've got a couple more. Headlines today, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare to have your mind blown. An astrophysicist says that he may have found evidence of an alternate or a parallel universe by looking back in time just after the Big Bang more than 13 billion years ago. Yes, it's a fact. By mapping the so-called cosmic microwave background, which is the light left over from the early universe, scientist Ranga Ram. I don't know. I like it. Ranga Ram. Hey, there's a guy who can be called Tonto.
Tanto.
Sorry. Tanto with the knife. I'm going to call Tanto, who carries knife. Anyway, scientist Ranga Ram Cherry found that he called a mysterious glow, the International Business Times reported. Cherry, a researcher from the European Space Agency's Planck Space Telescope Data Center in Caltech, said that the glow could be due to matter from neighboring universe leaking into ours. Our universe may simply be a region with an eternally inflating super region. Got to hear that music again, Bob.
Many other regions
beyond our observable universe could exist, with each such region governed by a different set of physical parameters. That,
parameters.
Excuse me. Well, I call it parameters. Okay. Tanto, Tonto. Than the ones we have measured by our universe. While finding sound promising and have already gained the attention of other astronomers, it could be quite complicated to verify. But anyway, it's been...
You mean there could be a Darth Vader out there?
Prepare to have your mind blown. Parallel universe with a glow.
We'll be taking a quick break here so Linda can come back down to Earth. This, meanwhile, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in this universe or any universe, a top 100 hospital in the United States and the parallel universe for 3 years in a row. And also their cardiac unit.
They can check your parameters.
50. Their parameters, that's
right. They can
right.
check your parameters.
With the Tonto.
Yeah, yeah, with the Tanto.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Treating people well.
We'll probably have to do that one again.
I don't know.
We take a break. We'll be right back. Good morning here at KCNR 1460 Hump Day. I'm past it. 7:14. We'll be right back.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month, while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy. By the way, Ted Leidy, his birthday Monday was, he's 50 years old. 50.
Happy birthday, buddy.
The fact that he's lived
half
that long.
Half a century.
Half a century. And you know what? He doesn't look a day over 64 in here. But you know what? He has a great firearms instruction school, teaches all over the Northern California area, seven different counties he's accredited in. And he provides a weapon and ammunition for the basic CCW course. Give him a call at 999-1822. Every one of his instructors are NRA-trained instructors and certified there. You go through a two-day class, and then you can also sign up for the advanced class, which is also an incredible class. Check it out at readingccw.com. Okay, so a bunch of things happened yesterday. Now, federal court in Chicago, this is my 10 minutes, so just you sit back, relax. Here I go. Federal court in Chicago ordered the school in one of the suburbs to open their locker rooms to a transgender boy. Up until now, he'd had his own area to bathe and to do these things, you know, to take care of himself. He's been on the girls' teams. He's been identifying as girls, but he's still a male. The judge said that's not enough. The boy girl said, you know what? This is just totally, you know, ruining my life. So now the federal court judge ordered the locker rooms open for this girl with boy genitalia. That he showers with the girls now. Well, as you can probably imagine, the school district is in an uproar about this because they said, wait a minute, what about our rights? What about our daughters in here with him? I don't care what he thinks. He's in there with our daughters. Well, this has just raised a total. I mean, there is a battle going on, and the feds say if you don't do it, we're going to cut off $6 million in aid to the school districts there. It's not enough that he has, you know, an area where he can, you know, shower in that area, but he wants to be in there. He wants to be in with the girls. I find this, you know what, at this point, why? Now they're going to have to do is, if the school is fine, then we're just going to provide separate, you know, little shower areas and dressing areas for everybody. What are they going to do next? Meanwhile, in Houston or in Texas, I think it was Houston, they said that, no, we are not going to treat transgender people differently, that you cannot force us, if you're religious organizations, to bow to the agenda that's going on. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Yeah, I'd just like to weigh in because sure. California has passed their own law, the transgender bathroom law, and it goes into effect January 1st, 2016.
Yep.
We're ahead of the game on this.
That's right. And are they going to let the – is it the same thing for the locker rooms?
It's going to affect college campuses and elementary school
right.
campuses,
so
all schools.
This means is that they can no longer have a trans – they can no longer have a separate but equal bathroom. They've got to be able to go into the bathrooms themselves.
Yes.
What about the locker rooms? Well, see, this is the one – there's a bathroom. Okay, go in the bathroom. At least there's some modicum of privacy, I think. In the girls' restrooms, but in the locker room and in the showers. I mean, if they still take showers in high schools now and all this, but but dressing and undressing in there, that he, you know, it's not enough that she has his own bathroom. I'm confused. But the fact they have to open it up now. Have they done that in California yet?
Yes.
Okay. So
transgender bathroom law allows people of transgender sexuality into the locker room of their choice. And it passed, you know, it was never voted on by the citizens. It was just passed in our legislature.
Of course.
And there was an effort to try to get it on the ballot so that people could weigh in and vote on it. And I haven't heard how that effort went. Passing around the initiative. We got signatures for it. But I'm not sure if we got enough statewide to get it on the ballot.
They didn't.
So.
They didn't get enough on the ballot to get it on a ballot. Meanwhile, Houston just voted to say, "Hey, look, we have rights. If you know Christians have rights here, we don't want to do certain businesses like provide weddings and bring people in our homes and all this that we don't have to." So you know that's going to go to court too. Well, you know what? I just find it kind of irritating that if I had a daughter and it said that, you know, hey, this bothers me, and yet you don't have a right to say that this, and so now the school is going to have to find some way of giving every one of those the girls, if they request it, privacy from this person.
Yeah.
So then how much money is that going to be? Meanwhile, here's what happens when the feds give you so much money. Hey, if you don't bend to what we say, you're not going to get the money.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we're ahead of everybody like this. Again, California leads the pack of crazies. All right.
Wow.
Kentucky elected.
I don't know. If you had a daughter and okay.
Okay, look at it. Let's look at it from the other side. I've got a transgender son who wants to be a girl. He plays on the girls' teams, and that's what it says. He plays on the girls' teams. He's identified as a girl.
Mm-hmm. But he still has a pee-pee.
Well, yes.
So I'm just saying that the parts, we're not ready.
Bob, welcome to my world.
Okay, am I prude? Is it prudish of me to say that there's a modesty thing? I know that, you know, you travel around the world, and I know that America's prudish in comparison to some of European countries. But at age 10, 12, 11, 12, 13, it's like might as well just be called, it's communal showers. It's just communal showers. It would be any sex, any age. It's communal. Because now you start to break down the walls of why can't an adult shower with a younger person of any age? It's communal. You can put a title on it all you want, but if you've got a young girl baseball team, and there's a guy, okay, so I guess that's his right to feel what he wants to feel, but now you've got, you're mixing the sexes in the shower, being
even
naked,
though, even
in
though,
nudity, and okay, I'm not, I mean, I guess there's a certain point we just have to open our minds completely and just say,
but there's a difference here.
It's tribal.
It's tribal.
It's tribal. And when you go back and you think about when everybody just
yes, but we're,
went
we're,
to the
we're
back,
beyond tribal. But we're on. But we're beyond tribal.
Well,
now.
I'm saying that well, we're kind of. I
no,
mean, think
no,
about it.
What this is somebody that says, I'm a girl, but he's got the but he's got all the equipment of a guy, and I want to shower with your I want to shower with your daughter here, but I don't have any sexual feelings for your daughter because I just you know because I'm a girl, but yet there you know and this is high school. This isn't like 10-year-olds, there's got to be something that says, okay, fine, you can be this, but until you make the change, the huge change, why can't you have us, you know, have a, you know, kind of a different bathroom? Why should your daughter have to take a shower or dress with somebody who's male in appearance, even if they act female? I mean, wouldn't that bother you? Think back when you were a kid. I know that you were kind of advanced, but when you were like 15.
I was not advanced. Well,
I meant advanced in the sense of, you know, you were entertaining it at age 15 and
well,
all
this. Well, what I would, you know, this would be an interesting story to, you know, our granddaughter's 13. And she's, you know, you're 13 and she's 13, but she's really big into soccer. I mean, she's on a state league. I would feel comfortable enough to ask her how she felt. How would she feel about this?
Well, here's a question.
I know your daughter and son-in-law would freak out.
Okay, now this must be interesting because Bob's getting
throwing his hands
himself
in
ready.
The air.
Okay, now what about this? Here's Angel says, "Hey, I showered with lesbian girls. What difference does it make? You know what
okay.
I mean? You know, see, because they had."
Well, we have a caller that's not identifying themselves, so let's make sure.
Well, no, I'm just saying is that I'm not saying how should you handle this.
I don't know. I mean, we're posing the question. It's making us uncomfortable. Many things have made us uncomfortable that we've passed laws and we've just gone forward with anyway. But I mean, this is interesting. I wonder if this is going to be the new conversation at the Thanksgiving table. Let's go to our caller. Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. We have just about a minute left.
Wait a minute, you're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, we got you now.
Okay, the real question that needs to be asked, and it doesn't get asked in the psychological community in regards to transgender individuals at a young age, is what about the question of brain development and the fact that the brain at that age is not yet fully developed, and yet they want to go and push this as if this is the end-all, be-all, the panacea of this person's diagnosis at such an early age. Now, granted, they'll diagnose the kid for ADD, OCD, and years later find out that wasn't the case. But with something like this, they'll say, oh, well, now we've got to go and have all these different rules apply.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of a where you're at with that is kind of difficult.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying because they just had, I just saw, you know, a headline in a paper, a little girl like 4.5 or 5 years old, they said she's a transgender already. I mean, everything I've ever read shows that kids go through so many different phases.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for
calling.
You know
what, that
but
was really
right.
smart.
But he's right.
Is it a popular bandwagon right now because you think about what's politically popular.
Okay,
it's a hot topic button.
There's
gay, not gay, straight, transgender. It's all seems to be like the big topic right now.
Okay, here's some other comments in here. It says, hey, if you're on the California Fire Department, you're out there fighting fires. Guess what? You all shower together. All right. Hey, look, I've been in. Well, I didn't know that. You know, I guess when they're out in the field, you know, they just turn the showers on. I don't know if you're. Well, hey, look, I've been in the field a lot of times where there's. Look, I've been in it, but. Even in the military out there, you have shower hours. It's not all guys and girls in the showers together. It's, you know, you have them. And you have to build two sets of heads, even though we didn't when we were in Mogadishu at first, until the general was standing there one day going to the bathroom and a young corporal female walked by and saluted him. he said he took the G4, the colonel, in the next in that meeting that day and said, if we don't have heads up today, I've got a new colonel sitting here tomorrow. And you know, you should have seen those going up that day. But the point is that's different. It's different when you're an adult. You're talking about teenagers. You're talking about kids. Another guy says, hey, that's fine. I'm just going to take my two sons in to whoever that judge's grandkids are and just tell them, you're girls today, and go in with their showers, see how he likes it.
Well, hey, I dare you to have this conversation at Thanksgiving when you have family together. I mean, not that it's going to be a huge debate over the dinner table, but why people are visiting from all over the place, people are traveling, just kind of ask me how they feel about, you know, the idea of communal showers or transgender, younger, whichever way that they are, showering and having the rights to be with your kids. Just a question. Now, coming up in the next half hour, we have Maestro in the spotlight. I'm so excited about Scott Seaton. I interviewed this guy about a couple months ago when they were trying to pick out which was going to be their new conductor, and everybody came together and they decided that Scott Seaton's the guy. He is so exciting, you guys, and there's going to be a show that's happening at the Cascade called Maestro in the Spotlight. He's here with us in the next half hour. We're going to be talking about some of the wonderful pieces that the North State Symphony will be playing, and let's do that right after the break here. I'm KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bob Averamontes on drums. My special guest will be Joe Larson on trombone. It's Romance on the River, November 5th in Elements Lounge. Call 243-3377 for reservations.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 1460.com with Carl and Linda. Our phone lines are 605-4567. It is 25 till 8 and 40 degrees outside today.
I think Warner Brothers turned to take off on this sometime with, like, Bugs Bunny.
Bob Martin's out there putting a little finger around the
ear. Yeah.
Anyway,
he's
so
out there dancing.
We have a very special guest with us this morning, but before we go there, we have to do a couple live reads.
That's right. Hey, on November the 28th, the Red Town Market at Civic Auditorium. Vendors from all over the North State are going to be there. This is a one-day big shopping spree at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's free. Come on down and see everything and get all your Christmas shopping done at one time at Red Town Market, Saturday, November the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Listen to Lady Bot and the Bluebirds singing
from 2 to 4. But it'd be a fun time, and again, it's admission is free.
I want to remind everybody, too, about the Veterans Day Parade this Saturday out at Shasta Lake. It's a great parade. It's the largest parade north of, Fresno. I say Fresno. It could be even of, Los Angeles. Veterans Day Parade, I don't think San Francisco does it. And it starts at 10 o'clock, but you get there early and can have breakfast, get a spot on the street there. It's going to be great. Motorcycles and horses and everything at the Veterans Day Parade, and we're going to be broadcasting it this Saturday beginning at 10 a.m.
You could just hear yourself, motorcycles and horses and everything.
And everything. And bears and lions.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right, so let's just move. Can we play just a little bit more of that 2001? Just go ahead and pop that back in there again. Well, it's equated for many of the pop culture people as 2001, but it's really Strauss. And with us this morning is our brand new maestro in the spotlight. I'm so excited for everybody to meet, if you haven't met him yet, Scott Seaton. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And Scott was recently named music director of the North State Symphony in California and will lead us beginning with the 2015-16 season. Coming up in November, there's a wonderful maestro in the spotlight. So tell us, is this a program that you've put together?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Well, let's do a little bit about you, because I want to talk about you first. So people who are listening, cause radio is different. You know, they can't see you. But Scott comes to us. He's been all over the world. He did his international debut in 2007 with the Orchestra Philharmonic in Luxembourg. He's conducted, performed, and worked with orchestras spanning North America, South America, and Europe. We're so happy to have such a talent with us. He has been in competitions in Berlin as a semifinalist. He has been a praise conductor with the finesse, clarity, and precision of the Luxembourg Times and has left audiences breathless, according to Entertainment News in the Northwest. He's originally from Nashville, Tennessee. Buddy. He has earned degrees from the University of Montreal, New England Conservatory, and the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt. He has incredible mentors as well. So, again, we're getting a brand new maestro, and Bob has put his finger up.
And he bears a startling resemblance to Doogie Howser.
You've been probably startling resemblances to a lot of different... it's just amazing. And you're also a champion. Like, when you cycle 300 miles.
Or more.
Or more. And while you're writing, I'll never forget that visual in my head.
This summer I did 3,312 miles, and it's a nice little trek across the country.
Riding your bicycle.
Yeah.
Riding her bicycle. Also, you were a jazz musician.
Yeah. I started out playing saxophone, and I was all about playing jazz and all the big band charts from the 20s and 30s and transcribing all the solos by ear. So it was a long process coming to where I am now.
So how did that happen? How did you jump from, for our listeners, how did you go from jazz into, now you're into orchestral? It's always orchestral anyway. But going into classical, is it close?
I mean, music is music. That's the great thing. I mean, when I was a kid, I saw on TV lots of Boston Pops concerts, and I was just fascinated with all the energy and this great music that was being played by the orchestra there. And then in high school, my band director there made us play these really hardcore classical pieces like Rite of Spring and some Aaron Copland stuff, and it really just got me into the orchestra world, and I've never looked back.
So now here you are. Thank you, North State, for choosing Scott. You were my choice. I just thought you were going to bring this youthful, beautiful energy to the symphonic world, and to bring in people who maybe really haven't been part of this world. Now, Bruce Kalin plays bass in the orchestra. He's my bass player.
Oh, yeah?
And so the word was, I said, yeah, I interviewed this guy. He goes, yeah, I just heard, I haven't met it yet, but I heard he's this really young, hip. That was really cool. Words behind that you knew your stuff and that you really brought people together, people who are excited to be under your direction.
Well, good.
Yeah,
good.
So it's nice to hear great things behind your back, right? Okay, so tell us what's happening with our first month and what we do to become members and all those good things. What are your plans?
My plans? I mean, my plan is to get you in the concert hall. That's my plan.
I like it. It's that simple, isn't it? Get you to come see. But you have a program coming up. I think this is a good introductory program in November. What's happening?
A lot of great stuff. It's a program that is very rhythmic-centric. So it's a bunch of fun pieces, basically. I mean, the whole program is centered around Bernstein's West Side Story, which is this really... Right, yeah, it's jazzy, it's fun, it's based on Romeo and Juliet, that epic, you know, tale of love, and I couldn't imagine a more fun program, really. And it starts off with this really sort of 20th century jazzy piece, very rhythmic, very sort of 20th century minimalism, which I think people really like, and very few people will know it, so that's great. I'm excited about that. And then you got your classics like Strauss Jr.'s Blue Danube Waltz, which was played just a few minutes ago. Funny thing about that, if I may touch on that for a second, there, when it was written, you know, there was all this turmoil in Austria, and there's actually an original set of German text that basically makes this piece about a party. It's a party by the Blue Danube, and that's what's going on in Vienna at that time. And so this was basically their anthem. And it was funny that he was singing along with that.
Yeah.
But it basically is just about this, you know, you guys should have a good time. You should celebrate and be happy with...
I was.
Yeah, exactly.
I was having a good time.
Yeah, it said it was an anthem and appreciated universally. The waltz is traditionally associated with New Year's celebrations.
Vienna Philharmonic, you know, ironically enough, they only play Strauss waltzes on New Year's Eve. There's tons of orchestras in Vienna that play the waltzes every single day of the year. But the world-famous Vienna Philharmonic only does... This collection of Strauss waltzes once a year, and it's this huge party on New Year's Eve.
See, those are things that are, I think, that are, again, here we are in Redding, California. Scott Seaton is here, and there's going to be, you know, the Chico. They do Chico one night, and they come to Redding the next. And we put together these beautiful programs. What did we just learn today? We learned about the Vienna Waltz being an anthem and having, you know, that was just something to take away as another... educational, like, mind expansion. That's the beautiful part about music. So what else is on the program?
Let's see. We have one of my all-time favorite composers, Franz Joseph Haydn. We're doing a symphony of his. And, you know, when people hear Haydn's name, I'm sure they're like, oh, he's a classical composer, and he's like Mozart, and he wrote a bunch of stuff. And, yeah, I'm sure I can get a good nap during a performance. Well, it's really not that way.
Too many notes.
Well, Mozart said that, yes. And, you know, Haydn was aware of people's reaction during concerts, even during, you know, the 1700s and 1800s. And that's why he wrote the Surprise Symphony, for example. He knew that people were going to get tired and start to fall asleep. So he wrote this huge orchestral explosion to wake them up. So all of his symphonies are full of this sort of embedded humor, and I'm really looking forward to this particular one.
Do you introduce each one?
I don't introduce every single one.
Or just kind of like, because there's a lot of great information.
It is.
That, you know, like, you know, there's kind of there, you get like about a third of the way through, and you got people like Bob and me kind of sitting there looking at the ceiling, wondering if people really knew there were naked ladies underneath the paint up there. And then all of a sudden, boom! You know, and our glasses fall off.
Right,
we spill
right.
our water on ourselves. But there's a lot of good information you have, just like the Blue Danube
right.
in these. It'd be great if there was some way to, you know, to talk about that or to impart this information.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? There's lots of ways to relay that information, but a lot of the times in the first half, the pieces are short enough that mm-hmm. I like to let them speak for themselves.
Okay.
And I usually talk about the meat of the program on the second half. In this case, it is the Bernstein,
okay.
the West Side Story.
Mm. All right, well, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and we're here with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor. The virtuoso of
the maestro.
Maestro of the North State Symphony. Hey, this portion, and speaking of maestros, we're going to talk about Four Winds Jewelry, where it is the collection of fine jewelry, everything from a 5-carat diamond.
The maestro of opals.
And opals, and a man who has got connections all over the world. If you want diamonds from Israel, they can come in. If you want opals from anywhere in India, anywhere, he's got it. He has it right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They cut opals there, too, by the way, and they can they make jewelry, design jewelry, and cast jewelry there, one of the few places, and the only watch repairman in this area that can literally fix any watch. If you've got a watch problem, you take it someplace else, guess what? They're going to take it to Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They're going to have a huge sale on the 23rd of this month. So head on down, and we're going to be talking a lot more about that.
More with Maestro in the Spotlight, Scott Seaton, when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading. Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with The Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for The Temptations.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Bob's over there like, everybody's getting there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning. It is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock on the 4th of November right here. It's 40 degrees out there, going up to 64 today and a low of 42 tonight. 40 degrees. Hey, this weather report,
that's
as
warm.
All are brought to you
it's warm, right?
By Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends because you've got propane to keep you warm there. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And let me tell you, a veteran-owned business here, And they are doing so much for our community and to help veterans get jobs. Chuck and Judy Kenny, great, great people. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you, though, by Crown Motors. Crown Motors is saluting the veterans this week and next week. And on Tuesday, I'll be there for on a location at Crown Motors for the Marine Corps birthday with Marines of all ages and wars will be with me. And then the next day, I'll be there again for Veterans Day. And we'll have veterans from all the different time frames from World War II all the way up into the latest war that seems to be going on forever. And we'll all be down at Crown Motors. It's their way of saluting the veterans by giving discounts on 10% off all parts and services during the entire week, and $100 for each vehicle sold on the 10th and the 11th to a veterans organization right here in town. That's right. That's Crown Motors. It's located at 300 East Cypress, or you can call 241-4321, your Dodge, Lincoln, Ford, Ram, Honda, and Nissan dealer. And you know what? They did it last year, and they came through. They gave a lot of money. Going down there, if this is the time you'd be looking at buying a car or just coming on down to say hello and look around there, this is the time to do it at Crown Motors. All right, we're here with
Scott Seaton, who is our new maestro of the North State Symphony. As you know, we had four different conductors that came through last year, and the North State selected their newest conductor that will be here now in the 2015-16 season. Welcome back, Scott Seaton.
Great to be here.
And I'm looking at the subscription here is fantastic. You've got a four concert subscription series. The new concert that we've been talking about is almost sold out. So what you need to do is you need to go to the Cascade Theater to get your tickets. But you've got the Maestro in the Spotlight. We've talked about that. Number three coming up February 27th of next year is the Melodic Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of these you've selected. You put together these concert series, right?
The program, yes.
The program. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as your selection of how you see it, there's a lot of work that went into this new 15-16 season. I'm looking at it. It's so cool. This is so cool. Look at this. Is this really something else?
I know. You.
Very pop art, very with it. And what I'm liking is that we think sometimes as the classical music, it's a peaceful, there's so much conversation that's going on in it. But Scott, we also talked that sometimes people fall asleep. You're bringing pop.
We're bringing fun stuff.
You're bringing fun stuff.
It's fun. I mean, the piece that he was just playing, that's the opening piece right there. And that's very jazzy.
What is the talent like up here?
What is the talent like?
Yeah,
oh, it's incredible.
It's
incredible.
Because yesterday I had on some young entrepreneurs. They're here in the Shasta Venture Hub, which, by the way, is opening tonight at 5:30 out there at 4400 Caterpillar Way out there at the Shasta Venture Hub. But they're young, mm-hmm. and they're dynamic like you. And they're saying they're seeing all types of great things here for the technology side
oh, yeah.
of Reading. And that's why, I've always thought that it seems like we've got a lot of talent up here, but I'm not a musician. You're trained in this.
Yeah, no, the talent's extraordinary, and that's one of the reasons that I was so attracted to this position. The orchestra is fantastic, and the fact that it serves such a large region. We are the professional orchestra of the entire North State. That's a big deal. I really can't think of other orchestras that have such a huge outreach, such a huge audience. So it's really something special out here.
So your season, Maestro in the Spotlight, is November 14th in Chico at 7:30 and November 15th here in Reading at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Next to this wonderful, this Andy Warhol pop art kind of put together thing, cool. Scott Seton conducts a feast of music dating from the 18th century to the 1950s. The ever-popular West Side Story music, along with a graceful symphony, a festive new piece, and the ever-popular Blue Danube.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have a violinist.
Yes, we have our young artist winner, Brianna Ruiz, and she's going to play this fantastic concerto for us, the Kabaleski Violin Concerto. She'll be great. So that'll be a lot of fun.
All right, so share with our listeners before we have to leave here, mm-hmm. Scott. You've already been through September 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in, what is the North State for you so far? What's the feeling up here for you? You've been all over the world. But what's it been like for you between Chico and Reading? What's the feeling in the North State?
Oh, it's great. It's I can sum up both that question and this concert with the piece that is on the first concert, and it's Lollapalooza, which is – the word Lollapalooza means something large or undefined or grandiose, and it was described as sort of a knockout punch in a boxing tournament. And so that's what the symphony is for me. It's this huge event that really can't be missed, and also this first piece really sets the tone for the entire program. So it's I try to answer a bunch of things at once.
That's cool. That's really, really cool. Well, you drive between Chico and we have beautiful – but you're from – I always thought that there was part of Nashville that felt like – the North State. There were some of the hills, the beautiful rolling hills and the uh-huh. trees. Some of the I don't know. Did you feel that way, Carl, when you lived there? I mean, when you think back on it, because I know you're from that. You lived in that area.
I had no idea what Northern California looked like at that time. But you know what? There are parts of when you get outside of Nashville, for me, mm-hmm. would have been when you get into the hills out mm-hmm. there. It's a lot. It's similar. But you know what? I think that when you get a place like Reading is on the cusp of so many things that are going to be happening here. I mean, things that, like with music and technology and growing, and we've got so many things going for us right now. I think this is absolutely outstanding that you've come on now, Scott. And because, like you said, this is you've got a professional orchestra that travels all over Northern California. I mean, you look at all these places you're going to be playing, including small,
mm-hmm.
small venues where you kind of bring everything in for, like a mini symphony.
Right.
We've got tickets here.
We have two tickets. This is a voucher for two tickets to come to the November Maestro in the Spotlight. Our first caller here is 605-4567. You want to go hear the North State Symphony. This is fantastic. It's going to be November 15th at 4 o'clock p.m. And we've just had your cohorts come in and bring us two vouchers. So that's fantastic. And you get to see Scott Seton and hear this wonderful violinist and just experience this whole, be encompassed, engrossed in this fantastic...
Surrounded and overrun,
just ball your head off.
By music.
It really is a big event. I mean, to be in a place with 70 people making music around you, it's very different than listening to a CD. You have to experience it.
Yeah.
You do. And I tell you what, Linda's going to get me to go to this one.
Yes. You are going to put on your jacket and we're going.
I'm going to put on my jacket.
And you'll love it.
But you don't even have to put on your jacket. That's the thing. You can just go.
Yeah. Well, you know what that...
I have to wear my jacket because that's who you are, Scott.
And I think that's fantastic. Congratulations, Gary.
Gary.
We'll have those tickets for you at the front. And we'll be seeing you there,
we'll
of course,
on
November
Gary.
14th. Yes. November 15th in Reading. I know there's another caller coming in, but you know, just hey, and you know what? By the way,
go
to Cascade Theater and you'll find out there. It's really reasonable. You can do economy seating for as little as $21, or you can buy the package as a 4-concert subscription series, and it's actually, you know, quite reasonable. So this is a great thing to also take your family to. Get your kids involved in doing the family outing, and I think what you're putting together, Scott, with this whole program is that you're integrating all ages, bringing us together. Thank you, Scott Seaton, who is our new maestro of the North State Symphony. Thank you,
Lynn and Carl.
You bet. Hey, and when we come back after the news, we're going to have with us Matt McCraw. We're going to be talking veterans issues here for the next hour and what's going on with our veterans right here in Shasta County and in North State. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. 1 year before Election Day, Donald Trump and Ben Carson remained the GOP's strong frontrunners. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The latest Quinnipiac University national poll shows Carson virtually tied with Trump atop the Republican presidential field. Among GOP voters, Trump has 24% support and Carson has 23%. Marco Rubio is next with 14, followed by Ted Cruz at 13. Jeb Bush trails with only 4% support. In a head-to-head matchup, Carson beats Hillary Clinton by 10 percentage points. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Kentucky voters elected just the second Republican in 4 decades to hold the governor's office yesterday. Political analyst Larry Sabato says it was another typical off-year election, which more Republicans and Democrats turned out.
Their voters tend to be older and whiter. And those voters show up rain or snow or sunshine, and they show up in these less visible off-year contests.
Businessman Matt Bevin waged a campaign to scale back the state's Medicaid expansion that was part of Obamacare. The U.S. trade deficit declined in September to the lowest level in 7 months. Correspondent Jeremy House takes a closer look at those numbers.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit narrowed to $40.8 billion, down 15% from a $48 billion deficit in August. Exports increased 1.6% to $187.9 billion, paced by stronger sales of commercial airplanes and jet engines. Imports declined by 1.8% to $228.7 billion. The big drop in oil prices sent petroleum imports down 8.3% to $13.8 billion, the lowest level since May 2004.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Economists looking for the deficit to get wider in the coming months as a weak global economy and strong dollar both put pressure on exports. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They've served multiple deployments far from their families in the most treacherous regions, risking their lives. Now they need to know their service is appreciated. Assure them of your gratitude with an audio New Testament at militarybiblestick.com.
When I am unable to read the Bible in the field, I can use the Bible Stick. It lifts me up in hard times.
When I feel I'm alone, I listen and realize I am not alone.
The Military Bible Stick gives me peace of mind to know daily that God loves me and has me in His care.
Give hope to our heroes. Let them know you honor their sacrifice. Visit militarybiblestick.com. $25 provides the Military Bible Stick for one troop in our armed forces. $25 brings God's peace to troops on the battlefield. Call 800-800-2555 or visit militarybiblestick.com.
Amid the defeat by Houston voters of the bathroom bill, Mayor Anise Parker rallied supporters of the measure, telling them the fight was not over. Campaign for Houston co-chair Jared Woodfill says his group opposed the measure from the start.
One of the biggest objections we had was the fact that this ordinance allowed biological males, even registered sex offenders, who on any given day identified as a female, to go into a female restroom, shower, or locker room. If that business owner said no, that business owner could be prosecuted. We thought that was just plain wrong.
American businesses added a solid number of jobs in October. Moody's Analytics Managing Director Sophia Corapecto.
Private employers added 182,000 jobs, down from a downwardly revised 190,000 in September.
In a report today, the payroll processor ADP also revised September job creation down to 190,000 from the original figure of 200,000. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As Amazon.com grew from being an online bookseller to an internet behemoth, more than a few bookstores, big and small, wound up being shuttered along the way. Ninth grade teacher Robin Nider says the first Amazon brick-and-mortar retail bookstore gets a big thumbs up from her.
I love it. I buy almost all of my books on Amazon, so I love being able to come and see the books in person. And I think it's a really cool system that they have where it's the same price as online.
Amazon Books is located in Seattle. It is seen as an extension of the company's online website. It combines the benefits of online pricing with a traditional book shopping experience, they say. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the country's largest financial institutions are still falling short of managing the types of risks that led to the financial crisis. Yellen spoke to a House panel saying the breakdown in compliance of the nation's biggest banks in recent years has undermined confidence. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I know you counted down 3, 2, 1, all right? So I'm trying to find myself. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:06 in the morning, and it is our phone lines are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And how is everybody? 8:05 in the morning. Currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a temperature of our high today around 64 degrees. And tonight, well, Bob's standing there.
It'll be 42 degrees.
42 degrees is our low. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, or our customers are our warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business here, you know, because we were talking veterans. You know what, honey? I don't know where it is.
Okay.
Here it is.
Thank you.
I took it. I'm sorry. I took the
weather report.
I stacked it under
you
other
did.
Things. You know what? This is one thing about working with your wife.
You just want to have control.
That. Well, it's it. I'm a control freak, and I want to control you all the time. That's obviously working.
Let's talk about really the issues here at
You're
hand.
Right. The big issue is that the Democrats took it hard last night because they lost every election out there. Okay, I won't get into that. The big thing is that Colin Kaepernick from the 49ers was benched.
What?
They benched him. Yes. He's not going to start the game Sunday. They've lost confidence in his ability.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad. You know, and I think really there's a lot of psychological. We do watch NFL. NFL this week. We tape it. We enjoy football. It because it really gives it caps everything that's happening. That's happened that week. Is it Brandon Marshall? Is that his name?
Brandon Marshall.
Yeah. So he's one of the guys
New York Jets.
Yeah. And so it's really interesting that he talked about that the game is really three. There's three games going on. There's the locker room, there's the game that's healing afterwards, and, of course, the mental aspect of it. And so I think about, you know, what happened with Kaepernick this last year. He lost his coach.
Offensive coordinator.
So many things happened, and, you know, he's a young guy.
Well, they also
said a lot of pressure.
He was never – his type of run-and-gun offense was really successful when he first started, like he and the kid from the Washington Redskins. But – what's happened is the defenses have learned how to defend that, and now they're forcing him to go back into in the pocket and start throwing, and he can't do it. So anyway, okay, I just thought that was interesting. As here's a kid that had won a Super Bowl, or at least took him to the Super Bowl, maybe won it, and now here it is 2 years later after signing a $26 million deal is benched. Okay, you know what? It's getting to be Veterans Day. And here we are, as we know, is the first Wednesday of every month. We start off with our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Matt McCraw. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Carl. Great to be back.
And we do this at the first Wednesday of every month so that we can talk about veterans issues, things that are going on, and this month is huge. But we're also here with Sarah Grant. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Get in there tight. There. Here, you can pull that. You can pull that towards you there.
How you doing?
There you go. Yeah, let Bob, you know.
I know. Don't be afraid. It's almost like you have this. We have these round microphones, so it's almost like you're having an X-ray
of your teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sarah is the transportation planner for RABA here, which she says, but she does a lot of different things. And we're going to be talking about some great things that RABA wants to do for our veterans also here. And a little bit about RABA, it's changing some. But Matt, good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's great to be back. And it's also a great month of November that we have before us. Coming up with Veterans Day, as you mentioned, we have a lot of events going on in Shasta County, and we'll get into those a little bit later. But again, it's just great to be here. And I want to personally thank you this morning for what you're doing for on the November 7th Veterans Day Parade. Thank you for hosting that for us in the future. We're so excited out in Shasta Lake.
Well, we're going to be, Linda and I'll be out there broadcasting the parade on this Saturday. It begins at 10 o'clock, we hope.
Yes,
and it's over. It usually takes like an hour for it to be over.
It's a beautiful parade, by the way. Parade. We encourage everybody to come out. It's one of the largest parades actually in the North State. And, of course, we have such a veteran appreciation here. And we have over, 20,000 strong veterans that live in the North State.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. How many veterans do we have here?
For around Reading area, in this Reading and Anderson area in Shasta Lake area, we have 10,000 veterans just in this area alone. Mm-hmm. So that's a large number.
10,000 veterans. Just imagine if the veterans actually got together and said, you know what, this is how we want this to be run.
Yes.
And they voted that way.
Yes,
veterans would elect every elected official.
Yes. Actually,
all the way up into I'm including it into Congress. If mm-hmm. the veterans banded together and voted who they wanted,
right? I think if we include the entire Shasta County, it's actually
17,000 just in Shasta County.
Yes, sir.
But if you looked down, because Northern California's got a lot of veterans anyway,
right?
And besides just Shasta County, but if the veterans actually got on the same sheet of music and said, "Look, this is who we want to represent us at every level." It would happen.
Right. Right.
So,
yes, it's great.
But we're like everybody else, you know.
Right.
We're diverse in our viewpoints.
Right. Yesterday, sir, we did the proclamation for Veterans Awareness Week. And Veterans Awareness Week is from the 8th to the 14th of November. And that's a time when all the county personnel, all the organizations, everything take special awareness of that week alone. And the Board of Supervisors yesterday administered and approved the proclamation for Veterans Awareness Week. And we also recognized the Missing in America Project yesterday. So
good.
It was a really big event that went down. And we recognized that organization. That organization, if people do not know, Missing in America Project is a conglomerate of many veteran organizations that come together and they basically transport the cremains of unclaimed veterans, the deceased.
Yeah, the unclaimed veterans, and this thing started right here in Reading about 7 years ago or 8 years ago now. When Fred Salanti came down, he might have had done a little bit up in Oregon because I remember making a run up to Oregon early. And what they discovered was there's so many remains of veterans that had been, you know, of course, they're not bodies, they're cremains. They'd never been claimed, either because they didn't have families or families didn't know where they were at or for whatever reason that was. And this goes back, to the early 1900s.
Yes, sir.
And so what they said was every veteran should have an honorable burial. And so this is what they did, including their second trip back to Arlington. Huge effort both times. You know, this last time, unfortunately, one of the riders, not from Reading, lost his life doing this during this run. The fact is that it's an honorable thing that they do, and the fact also is that they have interments like every other month, bimonthly up here. in at our own Igo Cemetery.
Yes, sir.
And the interred people. So they should be recognized. They've been recognized at the national level. It's nice that the county recognizes them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then in the month of November, I want to say one of the bigger events, and if we've got a few minutes here, is the driver's license. And we might have talked about that previously.
Right. Okay. So. I tell you what. Let's take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the driver's license that you can now get a driver's license that says veteran on it. And it's, this is kind of an interesting concept, but we're going to talk about that. But right now, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Do you like Espresso Joe's, honey?
Love Espresso Joe's, and right now the holidays are here, so they have all kinds of wonderful, you know, gingerbread and, you know, pumpkin and all kinds of wonderful different holiday-ish kind of drinks, as well as coffee beans. Looking forward to going in there actually today and grabbing some coffee beans for the holidays.
Well, you're going in, and then, of course, veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk right next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that just knocks your socks off in there. All types of tobacco accessories, everything you need. And again, veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages with Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Sarah Grant, a transportation planner for our city. We'll be right back.
Coal, oil, or gas, right? Actually, there is another affordable energy choice. Now is the time to think solar. It's safe, clean, efficient, and puts money back in your pocket. Solar systems may reduce your energy bill as much as 50 to 100%, and you're also eligible for an energy tax credit. With so many solar dealers available to install systems at your home, how do you find the right one? Advanced Power of Reading can help you make that choice. Whether just getting educated about the savings and benefits of solar to helping you understand all the different bids, Advanced Power has the answers. So if you ever wondered how much it would cost to go solar, stop wondering. Call Advanced Power at 226-0701 for your free estimate. Fight back rising energy costs with a solar system from Advanced Power. 843 North Market Street, Reading. In business in the Reading area since 1978. That's 226-0701 to start reducing energy costs today.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of clear pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Redding, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you on this Wednesday morning? 8:19 in the morning. It's currently 45 degrees. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 67. Partly cloudy tonight with lows of 44. Thursday calls for a high 65 with our temperatures Thursday night to lows of 44. As we go through the weekend, we have chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. Showers likely. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our friends are our warm customers.
Our customers are warm friends.
Our customers are warm friends. There you go. And we love them as our sponsors. But we have to say it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
It is.
For so long, I have to get the new one under my
belt.
That's
right. It's getting cold again.
It's just kind of weird. But we did turn on the heater just a little bit this morning because it was chilly.
365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And, of course, a veteran-owned business. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Tomorrow night, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds is going to be singing and entertaining from 7 to 9 there. And it's going to be with guest accompanists there, Joe Larson. And I think Scott Lewis is going to be singing.
Scott Lewis will be performing. Joe Larson, Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kinlan on stand-up bass. We had a great rehearsal last night at Reading School of the Arts. And we have a special surprise. Oh, my God, such a throwback to old show business. It's like an old supper club little moment that we're going to have. So you got to get there.
There's going to be a lot of us there, so you got to make reservations, 243-3377. Ask to be there. They've got a special menu, steak and lobster, $21.
Mm.
So you can't beat that. It's a great night. So make your reservations, 243-3377. Hey, we're here with Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Sarah Grant, the Transportation Planner with RABA, right here in town. When we left, we were talking about driver's licenses that have a veteran on them.
Right. That's absolutely right. Earlier on Monday of this week, we started certifying and distributing what they call the Veterans Verification Status Form. And that's the form that the DMV here in town's going to need. Now, what is this all about? Well, California is calling it the Veterans Driver's License Initiative. And what it entails is basically effective 12 November. Now, granted, that's effective 12 November, the DMV starts processing, but we did start handing out the forms 2 days ago. But effective 12 November, the DMV will take these forms after we have certified them in our department, and they will issue a veteran's driver's license, which has the word designated the word veteran on the driver's license, and they'll also do an ID card as well that has the designation of veteran. And probably a lot of people are trying to figure out, well, what does this do exactly? Well, it does a lot of things. One thing is it's an officially recognized government document, a government certified document that says that you're a veteran. It prevents you from having to tote around your DD Form 214 all folded up in your wallet and pulling it out and showing people that I'm a veteran. This is good for getting discounts in the city, and that's also been expressed that this is also good for emergency personnel, for police and medical technicians to know that you're a veteran. They'll see that. They'll get that designation. It's probably linked to insurance and stuff like that. So there are a lot of things, and also I just think it's very prideful to be able to show your status to those, you know, that officially want to know versus pulling out your copied out document or something. This lets people on a daily basis know every time you pull it out for identification that you are a veteran, and it's very, you know, sort of poignant there on your ID card. So I think it's a lot of pride into that.
And the state And how much is that going to cost you?
It's going to cost a little money. It's $5 for the enhancement. Now, if you go downtown and to the DMV, they're going to tell you that you need to pay the renewal fee or you need to pay the initial fee or the replacement fee or loss fee. And that runs between $27 and $35.
How much renew license do you remember, Linda?
How much would you renew? $26, I think, like that, because I am going to just admit it. Okay, I had it redone because I didn't like my picture. Am I guilty? How many people have done that? Girls? Women? We're always girls anyway. I always say girls.
Your mother has.
Well, she did it with her passport. I said, if you're going to have that thing, you're going to pull it out. If you're going to say every time, oh, my God, I look like death warmed over, then have it redone.
Right, right.
Okay, but this is a little bit different. Anyway, okay.
So you're looking about $31 maybe plus the $5 enhancement.
Yeah, and
fee.
So it's worth it.
Well, that's good. So then you can just show people and they say, okay, are you a veteran? Yes, here.
Yes,
show
and this
it.
Is
just
a
yeah,
government-recognized document, which is good stuff.
You guys can laugh all you want. No, but it's really important. You know what your ID, how important your ID is. Again, so I was talking about this yesterday. You know, everything happens. I get so much news at the doggy park.
Right, right.
You're going to laugh because right. This is all, you know, across the board, people of all different kinds of, you know, economical backgrounds
right,
and everything.
Right.
Some guy was talking about, I got my card. And he's a vet.
Right.
He's a veteran. Pulls out his card. I got my card. So these guys were talking about it. You know, they kind of have their little lingo. He was all happy about having that card.
Which card?
So you're Mac, the veteran card.
Right.
But that's not. He's not the.
He's
driver's
got
license.
His veteran ID
yeah,
card.
But
so
it's not his driver's license. That just started, right?
Yes, sir. That did just start. I think I know what you're referring to. He's referring to the one time we used to do these laminated with no picture.
Yeah.
I know what you're referring to.
Yeah.
And that's where you can show that you're a veteran. And
absolutely.
Right,
it's important to have your ID because there's certain places that unless you pull that
out
and show
that,
right that you're not going to get the discount.
Well, let's see if we can get that in. Okay, this November 11th. November 11th, there's a lot of places on Veterans Day that's offering discounts. Is that right?
Oh, yes, sir. I just sent out a huge list of the veteran discounts that are being offered on November 11th, that specific day. So I would like to push that out even more.
Yeah, we're going to link that. We'll link that on our website, right. too, because there's a lot of places that give a free Famous Dave's.
Right,
this
right.
is an example.
Yeah.
They give a free
the list was
a free meal.
Yeah, the list was the length of my arm. I cannot even recall all the – because and if you could, I believe I sent that out to many people. And I would love for
we'll
that.
Get
to
that.
Oh, yeah, because we can just like mention a few of those every commercial break about where they can go
right.
on that particular day.
We can also put that list on our – we can also link that on our website, too.
Right.
Okay. You know what, Sarah, you've been so patient. Come on, hop in here.
Our rabbit girl.
Get away, Sarah.
Okay, now there's something coming up. We're talking about, you know, Veterans Day is coming. Let's talk about what Rob is doing here. How many years is this now?
Absolutely. This is the sixth year that RABA has been running a program raising funds from the community to buy passes for the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. So all funds that are raised go directly to the Veterans Service Office and they distribute them. RABA matches all the contributions at 50%. So, for example, a $20 donation will buy $30 in passes for our local veterans in need.
Now, this isn't just, and people think, homeless or like that. That's not necessarily the whole thing because a lot of veterans, as they get older, maybe they're not driving.
Absolutely.
And it's not that they're homeless, but they're not driving. And so that this is just a real good way to get, you know, for them to get around town. And it's kind of like honoring our veterans. But it is also for those that are in the straits of not having money, not having a vehicle. So, but it helps them then to get to different places, which leads us to the next thing is that, Robba, you're changing your routes. It sounds like.
Right. Well, actually, this year we went through a big change. We have improved our routes to be a lot more efficient. We found that people were waiting a long time to make transfers, so we've shortened those. We've created a couple of routes that are actually now half-hour loops. A lot of our routes, if you're a RABA rider, you know that it takes about an hour to get from the transit center back to the transit center. So we wanted to make those trips much shorter. And we're also started to what we call interlining some of our routes. So we've interrouted the line in South Reading that connects all the way to Shasta College. So you can get on the bus all the way down at Clear Creek Road, as far south as there right now, and get all the way to Shasta College on one bus.
Well, you know, because when, you know, a few years ago, I was saying, okay, how long would it take me to get to from my house to here by using a bus? As it turned out, I couldn't make it from my house, which is a 10-minute walk, to here before noon, because just the way that things were running there. I mean, if I just rode the buses, but things have, but every year it gets better. So this was really good. If it's just a loop that's like every half hour, it's making this loop. That's cool. Now you have a route that goes out on Airport, right?
Yes, we do. We actually have a route called the Airport Express, and it goes all the way to the Veterans Home there on Knighton Road, and we serve that eight times a day.
Okay, now that also stops out there by REU.
Yes, it does.
Because that's an important thing. Because when REU moved out there, one of the problems that you can see right away is the people that need help. A lot of them don't, you know, it's a problem for them to get there. So you go out there, plus you go to the airport?
Yes, we stop at the airport as well. Yes.
So you do that eight times a day?
Absolutely.
That's great. So see, that area is going to continue to grow out there. So is it worth the effort to do that?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, IASCO, there's a flight school out there, and so we got a lot of riders.
A lot of the Chinese students?
Yes, a lot of students taking the bus to go down there, and it's open to the public, so the public can go down to REU that's now down there, and also the Veterans Home down there on Knighton Road. And I believe there's going to be a medical clic also on Knighton Road that's in the planning development.
Right now, Senator Maurice Johannesson is, and nothing's ever stopped Mojo before. He wants to build a... an area out there for older veterans, and they're talking about that medical clinic out there, and so that's going to work great.
Pretty excited about that.
So how long does it take to get from, say, downtown, that say here, out to the veterans?
To the home there, probably about an hour, because you've got to make a transfer at Canby Station to connect to the Airport Express from downtown.
Okay.
But we're looking to actually possibly next year, because of the efficiencies we've created in the routes, create some crosstown connections to more quickly get you from downtown to our Mount Shasta Mall transfer station there. That will just take merely minutes instead of half an hour.
Wow.
So we create a lot of efficiencies in the system, so we can incrementally add additional service.
That's great. No, I mean, if you're going to have a mass transit system, it's got to be something that people want to ride, that gets them from spot to spot.
Absolutely.
Quickly. And I think that was the biggest complaint, was it took forever. But it sounds like to me is that there's been a lot of changes. Hey, we have to take a break right here. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sarah. That was good. Because we're going to come back to you, though, in a couple minutes.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 8:31 in the morning. It's 45 degrees out there, going up to 64 today, down to 42 tonight. 605-4567 if you've got a question for Sarah or Mac McCraw or Chester County Veteran Service Officer.
Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning touring debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
From the moment you walk into Wellgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Wellgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Wellgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Wellgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club. First-class fitness you have to see to believe.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Aruba, Jamaica, well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:36 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live all over the world on KCNR1460.com. And by the way, Dez, if you are somehow listening out there over this, I hope you get well soon in over in Holland.
Yeah, we're thinking about you.
We're thinking about you there, kiddo. Yeah, we can. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
There you go.
Ooh, right you're off of Athens Avenue, right there across from the subway.
Veteran-owned business.
Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and you just can't believe what a great time you can have to go in there. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. DC Tim and Logan are there, and if anything needs to be done to that shop, it's to expand it because there's always a lot of people in there so you can catch up on what's going on. Plus, you will never see Dr. Phil on the TV. Ever. Ever.
I don't think anybody really actually hardly watches that.
Does anybody watch Dr. Phil?
Yesterday's news.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, but that, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center off Athens, right there. Going down.
You get high and tight, right?
Well, you can get any type of haircut you want. But you know what? They have that hairspray. Mm. But the hairspray there is called butch wax. You know, so it just sticks your hair straight up. So.
All right. So before we go back into our program, it's 8:36 in the morning. It's currently 49 degrees. Hey, we have been given a stack of tickets here from Riverfront Playhouse. This is for Dickens' Christmas Carol. This is for media night. It's called A Traveling Travesty in Two Tumultuous Acts. A Dickens Christmas Carol Media Night. First caller here, 605-4567, will get you two tickets for you and a friend to go hang out and see a wonderful, of course, a Riverfront Playhouse always puts on tremendous plays,
$40 shows. Value.
7:30 p.m., Wednesday, November 18th. Why not go enjoy your holidays by seeing a Dickens Christmas Carol?
Traveling travesty and two tumultuous acts.
There you go. November 18th. Give us a call here, 605-4567, and you can get two tickets.
Yeah, that's right. First person calls, we'll give you 42 tickets.
Y'all guys are in perfect sync.
We are.
Okay. We like to think we are.
All right. We're here with Mac McGraw, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Sarah Grant, who is the transportation planner with RABA. And we just talked about all the new things they're doing with RABA. But one of the things you're doing this next week on the 11th, Veterans Day, is something we participated in for the last 3 or 4 years, and that's to help our veterans get these bus passes.
Absolutely. Slight correction, it'll actually be Tuesday, November 10th.
I meant.
We are the day before Veterans Day. We're really kicking off our drive-through event at Cornerstone Bank. Cornerstone Bank is a huge supporter of this event for the last several years, so a big shout-out to them for hosting this. It'll be Tuesday, November 10th from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can drive through and make your donations, cash or check. and we'll be there to collect them for the RABA Veterans Program. Once again, those your donations will be matched 50% by the Reading Area Bus Authority. So, for example, if you drop a 20 off, we will match that with 10 extra dollars, and that means that's $30 in rides that's going to go to our local veterans, and we're going to turn that around and give it directly to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to distribute those.
Okay, so that's going to be at Cornerstone Bank next Tuesday. You can drive mm-hmm. through, drop off your money, and then come on by and see us over at right across the street, too.
Right, right.
And, Carl, let me add in there that we currently have tickets from even last year's event. So every month, our department, the Veterans Service Office, distributes these free bus tickets to our veterans who are in need. And they can come in there and show their DD Form 214 or any type of verification of their veteran status, and we will give them a $10 ticket. So we still are using the ones from last year, and this year I believe the goal we're trying to do is $15,000.
Right. Well, we're trying to raise $10,000 from right. the community, and like I mentioned, we're matching that so that RABA will give $5,000 if we reach our goal. So that'll be $15,000 in rides to local veterans.
Right. So it's pretty exciting, and our department uses that. Get those veterans in there to get those tickets. And while we have them in there, we're able to sit down and talk to them, you know, and see what's going on in their lives and see how we can help them as the Veterans Service Office. So it sort of is a win-win situation that we have going on. And even down in, we just recently did the Stand Down 2015. I was handing these tickets out, and these veterans were so appreciative. They were like, wow, thanks, Mac. I didn't even know how I was going to get back into town. So I was handing those out, and it's really just a good feeling, and it's a good thing that we're doing for our veterans here in Shasta.
Okay. I've got a question about that on came into the chat room. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I had a question here. If you get a ride out to the REU and pay your bill, how long do you have to wait to get a ride back to town?
Well, it depends on if you can hop in there and make your payment pretty quick, but the bus will actually be back around in about 20, 25 minutes from when you get dropped off, because when you get dropped off at REU, it's got to go all the way down to Knighton Road, goes down to the airport, goes to the flight school and the veterans home, and then returns up Shasta View in about 20, 25 minutes.
That's not too bad.
Okay, no, it's not bad. It's fine. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim. Well, no, that's not bad, because that gives you a chance to go in there and be abused by the people over there and then come on back out. And as you stand there crying from paying these exorbitant rates we pay to REU, mm-hmm. then the bus comes by and picks you up.
Well, one thing I'd like to mention is that we're bringing RABA into the 21st century. You can actually plan your trip with RABA using Google Transit. So you can just go on Google Maps and put in where you are, where you go. It'll tell you where your nearest bus stop is. It'll tell you about what time it'll be there, and you know which routes you need to take to get where you need to go. We're not quite at real-time passenger information. That'll be next year, but we're moving forward with that. So you can use that as your trip planner using Google Maps.
Hey, the question is, Mac, is, you know, if you have them left over at the end of the year, about maybe hand, you know, giving some of them to the various veterans groups?
Oh, it's amazing that you just said that. Last night I was at the VFW meeting, and I was talking with them there, and I told them that I needed to reach out to more organizations that I could give the tickets out. So we're actually collaborating as of just last night on that very idea. And I've been coordinating with Sarah Grant here and letting her know about the excess of tickets that we had, and I wanted to use them up as fast as I possibly can, because I want to bring in the next year's tickets. So definitely I'm reaching out to organizations. I'm reaching out to maybe the VRC, Veterans Resource Center, that recently asked me as well for tickets.
Because sometimes they don't know, but if they have tickets, then they can have, especially the Veterans Resource Center.
Yes.
And the VFW and a few others.
Yeah.
What's the ridership, of RABA? Is it going up?
Every year it's been increasing.
Okay.
We definitely saw a big rise, especially when gas prices were going up a few years ago. More people riding RABA, and that we're hoping with the changes too, that we hope that we're able to serve more people.
Bring more people on.
Yeah, and you know, maybe people that maybe we have lost in the past, you know, because of the time
that.
And everything like that. So
okay.
Right. And you know, with this program, last year, we nearly doubled the donations from the community. We got almost $9,000 in community donations. And this year, you know, we hope to top that to get to $10,000. And we made some big changes in reaching out to people online And we've got a Facebook group called Rob a Salute to Veterans. So you can follow us there. Join that group. We are 1,600 and growing very fast. We have our event listed there, so you can join the event on Facebook so you get the reminder to come out to the event, to the drive-through. This year, actually, we're bringing it to a new level every year. We've got a new website, and we have created a partnership with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and they've been so great to work with us, and they've built an online portal for people to go and make donations online.
Now, this is December. Is this going to have to do with December 1st?
We're doing a big push through the end of the year because a lot of people are looking for opportunities to make, a tax deductible donation. And so if you're looking for an opportunity to do that, this is a great program to donate to. So the portal is actually open year-round.
Uh-huh.
So this will open up new doors for us because before we were only collecting, through the drive-through event and,
right.
A very specific window. So actually you can make a donation any time of year. But if you're looking to make a tax-deductible donation by December 31st, then you can do that online. Our website is rabaveterans.com, and you can go there and click the link there to make a donation.
I don't know if it had the date on it or not, but you should play that commercial they made like 4 years ago, the TV commercial. It had all the veterans on it.
Yes, I believe we have a commercial running right now for the drive-thru event.
Okay.
But I don't know about the one 4 years ago.
It was one they did with a lot of veterans from around town.
Mm.
And, they're on the bus and they're talking about, that. It just was interesting.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
Interesting.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started the business seven years ago, going on 7 years now, and have been a complete success due to customer service and having the types of guns, both pistols and long guns, that people want, and all the shooting accessories from optics to rangefinders to cases, holsters, cleaning equipment, reloading equipment. Everything is at Bastiani Arms, including an instructor, Seth Stokes, who teaches the concealed carry and hunter safety there. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. Just outstanding gunsmiths. Customer service is what they are proud of. Locally owned, locally operated, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back after these messages with Mac McCraw and Sarah Grant. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the event center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. E-Boards, Bruce Kalin, and Bob Adver. My special guest will be Joe Larson on trombone. It's Roll 5th in Inch. Call 243-3377 for reservations.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It's 12 minutes until 9 o'clock, and it's 49 degrees out there, going up to 64. It's going to be like that all week. Maybe get a touch of rain this weekend. That's right. Low tonight's 42. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where our customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Hey, on Sunday, and you're thinking, well, what can I do Sunday? Well, why don't you come on down to View 202? And for brunch and dinner, Linda's singing at brunch from 11 to 1. And then at dinner from 5:30 to 7:30?
Yeah, 6 to 8.
6 to 8 down there on...
Two different groups.
Yeah, two different groups of people, two different sounds. So you can...
I call it a double dipper.
A double dipper on at View 202. But you can have a good chance then to listen to jazz. Some, we've had people come to both of the shows, too.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's been interesting.
Fire pits and the...
you're saying, well, it's a little bit cold out there.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Fire pits,
they're going to be blankets
heaters,
and
blankies,
really fun.
Everything. Just have a great time. Okay, give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations there. New menus, but the only restaurant on the river. Okay, we're here with Mac McCraw, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Sarah Grant, who is the transportation planner for RABA. It's 10 minutes until 9. So let's talk about things that are going on Veterans Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good point. I know we talk a lot about the parade and everything that's happening on the 7th of November,
right.
But... I wanted to mention, too, that there's some publicity coming out with the IGO, Northern California Veterans Cemetery up there in IGO. And on Veterans Day at 11 o'clock to 12, they're going to be having a big event up there. It's not going to be as long as the parade on the 7th, but it is going to be a nice event up there with a barbecue, guest speakers. They're having a flyover.
They have a great ceremony up there every year
The
11th. And, I don't know who the guest speaker is this year.
Not sure who it is. It's not been formally, I think, I'm not sure, but I was talking to Mark George yesterday. He's the administrator up at IGO, and he's got a lot of big plans that are happening.
Yeah.
So I thought I could talk a little bit about that, let people know about it, at least that it's up there on the November 11th, starting at 11 o'clock.
So you can... We'll be pushing that one, too, on the 11th. We're having, of course, we're on location at Crown Motors with veterans of that day, and we're over at 9, and we're going to hop in our truck and head on out there.
Yes.
And again, there are so many free meals going on that day for veterans, or discounts. Of course, you always get discounts, but there's going to be buy one, get one free type things, all types of stuff.
Remember, the holiday pet adoption special for veterans is happening at 7449 East Side Road. And that's going to be happening on the from the 9th to the 14th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, so it's Haven Humane. Mark Story, the CEO, is an Air Force veteran, retired Air Force veteran. And so you can, if it's time to get that pet, get your forever a buddy.
Right. And those can be very therapeutic, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a lot of veterans that are suffering from different types of stress. And
with
and I wanted to mention that I will be out there as well with Sarah Grant. doing the on Cornerstone, so we're pretty excited about that.
And that's Tuesday, November 10th at Cornerstone Bank at the corner of Cypress and Hempstead.
And it starts at?
6 a.m. We'll be there until after lunch.
Yes, I will be out there as well.
And you won't be able to miss it. We have a huge flag display contributed by the Lions Club, the Enterprise chapter there. So they'll be bringing the giant American flag, putting it on display. It'll be grand.
Beautiful.
Okay, let's talk a little bit on, I know you're going through some other stuff here, but we're going to have a day that we talk to a mental health professional about suicides during the holidays for veterans. And this is something that I implore everybody to take a look at, you know, the veterans, because we're losing 21 to 22 veterans a day through suicide. I mean, there's at a certain point that, you know, we've got, you know, the fact that obviously the mental health services and systems in the VA isn't working when we have this. But there's been a huge leap in women veterans suicides.
Right.
And the fact is that they're using guns to do that, which times by the time you figure you're going to do a suicide, usually men use guns, women find other ways. But women veterans feel comfortable using a firearm to do it. So, but we need to talk about that, signs to be looking for and all that.
Right, sir. Female veterans die by suicide at nearly six times the rate as those with no service record. During November and December, a lot of
holidays.
Yeah, the holidays. Holiday depression, and people sort of get that, what they call in psychology depression. And there's times where people are sort of alone by themselves, so often people need to reach in family and do that social thing during the holidays to a bond as well. But those facts are very interesting. And I was looking at female veteran suicide rates, also surprising because men are generally more likely than women to die by suicide. And normally it's a more violent, it's a more very
final various cuts,
right,
or go for it. The fact one of the first things you do, because it makes them confront it, and you're confronting them with that. But like I said, we're going to get a mental health professional in here. We're going to talk about suicides during the holiday season, the military, and those who have friends that reach out for those.
Right, and I would like to leave with this one part there, Carl, that there is a 24-hour hotline for the VA responders, and that number is 1-800-273-8255, and they can press 1. That is just people who need to be a call center, the VA responders. Or again, it's 1-800-273-8255, and they'll get someone that they can talk to.
Yeah, they get a live person.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about the Veterans Service Office, your hours and location.
Yeah, hours are, we're open from 9 to 11:30 a.m. and 1 to 4 p.m. And we're at 1855 Shasta Street. That's on Shasta and Court.
Are you open for appointments?
No, sir, we haven't. I haven't done the appointment thing yet. We were discussing that before. I know there's some talk in the community about that, and I do like to support things and ideas if it's possible to look at that. We have a lot of new personnel on board, and we're training a lot of personnel. As we go through this training module, it's hard to actually break away and leave one staff member by themselves. So covering for lunch hours means that we'd have to cover for, sort of stagnating the personnel from going to lunch. We are looking good in manning staffed now. I think now over time, I would like to consider things like that, just to get the training level.
It starts after people go to work, and it closes before people get out of work.
Right.
So that's the kind of things that I'm concerned about.
And maybe we can pilot one, and I would be willing to look at maybe pilot a possible one day of the week appointments. Maybe have afternoon appointments on like a Wednesday or something like that. I'm open to suggestions.
There's just questions in the chat room.
Open to suggestions.
Parade. There's going to be a flyover this Saturday, from what I understand.
Yes, sir. The flyover comes over 10:10 exactly sharp. So I'll be looking up in the skies and seeing the F-15C fighter craft up there with us. So pretty excited about that.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, and Mac, By the way, that F-15, as it leaves, it's going up to Trinity County, and it's naping a couple of the marijuana plots up there, if you want to kind of like see that in the air. Okay. Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be here, and it's going to be open line. And guess what? We're going to talk about a lot of things, as we did last time, and we'll just turn old Trish loose. Anyway, remember, everybody have a great day today, and take care of each other out there. It's the good guy. Which
you can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A shocking turn of events in Lake County, Illinois, where authorities have now closed their investigation of the fatal shooting of Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Joseph Glinowitz.
This extensive investigation has concluded with an overwhelming amount of evidence that Glinowitz's death was a carefully decided.
Lake County investigator George Falenko alleges Glinowitz had been stealing money from a police department youth program, thousands of dollars over 7 years. The shooting of Glinowitz 2 months ago led to a massive manhunt, but no one was ever arrested. A woman accused of intentionally driving into spectators at the Oklahoma State Homecoming Parade has been formally charged with 4 counts of second-degree murder. Presidential candidate Donald Trump in New Hampshire today.